PC Podcast.
This is real shit.
It's good shit, right?
I mean bad shit.
Bad shit like this shit is bad?
It's shit. This shit isn't worth shit.
Again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 748, and I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 6th of July for a release on Friday, the 8th of July. And I wasn't able to bring a podcast to you last week because Well, I'm still suffering, actually. I'm still recovering from COVID. It's taken me way longer than I expected. It hasn't been particularly completely debilitating feeling, but it has certainly been something that's gone on way too long. And it is, it feels like my head's full of cotton wool and I don't know how to think properly. what's different there, you say? Yes, indeed, what's different is there? Well, before I went away and got ill, in fact, probably the reason I went away and got ill is because I went to a small concert down in Brighton and saw a number of mostly girl bands down there, and it was very, very good indeed. That was the first of those bands. They were called Deuces, or Deuces, D-E-U-X-E-X, and that is a track called Circles. I think they are from London. I must admit, I can't find an awful lot of information about these bands. They haven't really got an awful lot of stuff on there. Most of this comes from YouTube, but one particular lady artist, I couldn't find a single thing, and I haven't been able to bring you any of her music, so that's a bit annoying, but there you go. So anyway, that was Deuces and Circles. Let's continue on. They were a three-piece band, a male drummer and two girl singers, and probably sisters. I think they look like sisters. And now we're into a band of, was it five girls? I think it was five girls. Let's have a look at the picture. Where are they? Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. I've got to find the picture. Where is it? Here we go. I can't remember how many of them there was. I think there was five. No, there wasn't. There was only four. They were called Muff.
You look pretty in a dress. I wish you hadn't cut your hair like that. I gotta blame it on your friends. I gotta blame it on you. I gotta blame it on you. You're nothing like I thought you'd be. About time. Your age, when I was 10 23, I was married with a second baby. I can't be your golden girl. Don't try to save me.
Please you, and it's her. They think we are a global joke. They think Johnson is a global joke. And yes, he's got the cabinet support. There are very good people in the Conservative Party. They're not in the cabinet. Why are they not in the cabinet? Because Boris Johnson has deliberately surrounded himself with third-rate and fourth-rate people who, frankly, would not have got a job in the cabinet of any other prime minister in history.
Two tracks for you, and the first of which was by the band Muff, and that was a track called Golden Girl. They were rather good. Most of these bands were either from Brighton or from quite local, but I think there was a couple of them that were sort of bossed in from elsewhere. But definitely an all-girl or mostly girl selection, focusing on women's issues, and a lot of them were gay as well. So it was a very open experience, as you might expect, in Brighton. Anyway, that was Muff and Golden Girl. And then followed that with Perola Branca with a track called Terra Goa. And that comes to us from Tropical Twister Records. Nothing to do with the concert I went to, but just another track. And that's from Tropical Twister's record Tudo Que Era Solido Desmanchu. Yeah, is that right? I don't know. It's different. But I, you know what I'm like and what I'm like. Anyway, next band up, which I saw live, was a two-piece girl drummer and singer, male keyboard and a bass player, and they were called Slaprash.
Every day at 10:15, the door opens heavy and the man walks in. Chains on the boots that tread on my torso. Legs fall beneath me, I'm cold on my own. Baby in the corner, feet to land icy. Hands blue from frostbite, punishes lightly. Feeling the chains against my spine. Punish me now until I
is a matter of trust. Can you trust the British Prime Minister? And a very large number of people, not just in this country, not just in the Conservative Party, but across the world, have read the rooms. They know that he will say whatever suits him, regardless of whether it is true or not. And it started with the Brexit campaign, which was a pack of lies. It has gone through one example after another. This is simply the straw that broke the camel's back.
Race. I wanna break on through at a fast pace. I'm about to get sick, met the boo stay. Pouring up libations where I stay. Spit and pull it a little, you nasty. But you can't get one past me. All shady like a corporate tax break. But I'ma pull up on the ass like a valet. Make them bask in my glow so Cali. Shot brown, I'ma get it so valley. Hallelujah, I'm a Filipino howdy. Jalapeno in your grand finale. Get up in the ass like a Molly boopin'. Make a crappy bitch wanna smile all goofy. You say shit, I don't take so loosely. Bruce Lee shit, I'ma flex my moves. Deuces if I can't roll my Dewey. Sound like music, who my groupies? Henna tap my name on them boobies. Love me like you worship Cootsie. Deuces if I can't roll my Dewey. Sound like music, who my groupies? Henna tap my name on them boobies. Love me like you worship Cootsie. Love me like you worship Cootsie. Coming out the neck like a Loch Ness monster. Ain't think you see me, but I haunt your town like a bench. All up in the spot, play my damn track. We gon' bring it to the block. You can make a pop with them keys to your eye. Jingle me a rhythm, never get in the poppy. Have a rubber flipping me, boys get locky. I'm a rock star looking for my eye knot. And dreads have a head with a mean top knot. We can share a bed, we can sleep in the car. Got me screaming thanks to the Heavenly Father. Baby, I'ma throw down, taking it further. Then your average mama, we be hitting it harder. Roots so much, never taste in the garbage. Every turn from mother life that we harvest. So I'ma soak down my roots in the rock. Sound like music, move my groupies. Henna tap my name on them boobies. Love me like you worship Cootsie. Deuces if I can't roll my Dewey. Sound like music, move my groupies. Henna tap my name on them boobies. Love me like you worship Cootsie. Love me like you worship Cootsie.
Two more tracks, the first of which was by Slaprash, and that was their track Cimmerian. They were quite a wild and loud band, indeed, rather enjoyed that. And then after that we had Rorschach. We've played some Rorschach before. That was a track called Henna Tat, and that featured Deva Carolina, originally on vocals, and that came to us via Jumpsuit Records. And a couple of bits of political ranting in between. It's been an interesting day. We've had the most number of resignations of ministers from a government in the UK ever in the history of governments in the UK ever. Today, and we are seemingly having so many more, and it is, you know, going to be the end of Boris Johnson at some point. Personally, I think he's still going to be here until the summer recess, which is the 22nd of July. I think he's going to hang on, put his head down, and hang on till then. Potentially, the 1922 committee could get together, the Conservative 1922 committee could get together and get rid of him by having another vote of no confidence and voting him off. But I don't think anybody in the government at the moment is looking forward to keeping him. So something is going to have to happen. I think he's going to hang on because that's what he does. He just doesn't give a shit about anybody else. But there you go. We'll see. I'll tell you more next week. Right, next track from the bands we saw live. This is Cycle Home by Slug Puppy.
And at some point, we have to conclude that enough is enough. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that point is now. Yeah. But I do fear that the reset button can only work so many times. There's only so many times you can turn that machine on and off before you realise that something is fundamentally wrong. I have concluded that the problem starts at the top, and I believe that is not going to change.
Two more tracks for you. That first of which was by Slug Puppy and a track called Cycle Home. They were a two-piece, a girl on guitars and singing, and another one on drums and occasional singing as well. They were very good. I rather enjoyed them. I think they're from Bristol. They were good. Before that, we had a lady whose name was... What was it? Where was it? I've got to remember. Annie. But you spell it A-N-K-N-E-E. Like Ankeny or Annie. Anyway, and she's got no music available anywhere. No reference, no website, absolutely nothing about her. Even though she was tremendous. But I can't tell you anymore. I didn't record enough of her recording. I did a quick video, but there's not an awful lot there to hear. So anyway, I just played you Slug Puppy in between. And of course, I was going to say another band at the end of the week called Leg Puppy, who I played before, and Tangerine Cat, who I also played before. I'm looking forward to seeing them on the show, but I didn't because I had COVID. Hey-ho. Anyway, the track after Slug Puppy was by Ob Dub, OB.DUB. It was called Treeline from an album called Singular Colours, and that featured the Maucals, or Maucals, M-A-U-C-A-S-S, and that's on ODG Records, odgprod.com. The standout craziest band of the night was this next band. This is the Lambrini Girls and Big Dick Energy. We'll be right back.
Prime Minister, how's your week going?
Terrific.
Thank you.
more tracks there, Faye. The first of which was My Lambrini Girls and their track Big Dick Energy. Absolutely mental band. The lead singer comes right into the audience and plays in the audience most of the time, gets a lot of people to sort of join in and sing. There was one particular moment when she was singing along and she realised she didn't actually have a bottle of Lambrini, and this is something that they often do at the concert, is to have a bottle of Lambrini. So she sort of forced her way to the edge of the audience and then jumped out the window, went down the shops and bought a bottle, which is kind of strange because the band was sort of playing in the background, and she came back in about 5 minutes later with a bottle of Lambrini and continued to play on. Utterly mad. And then proceeded to take off most of her clothes just down to her bra and knickers, as it were, which doesn't seem to be normal behaviour. And then I sort of remembered and checked up later on that I have seen another band called Wyswaff USA, where most of the members of the band get their clothes off, and found that she's actually the keyboard player and the guitarist in that band as well. I thought she looked vaguely familiar, and once again, similar sort of thing, taking off all their clothes. So it's obviously a thing to do in Brighton on a hot, sweaty day, as it were. Don't you wish you lived in my town? Right, then after that we had Dubmatics with meeting future Dub Orchestra with a track called Black Ark, which is rather excellent, and came to us via RDX promo. Back to the concert, and this is Oh Hell, and a track called Down.
I've been waiting for a hand to come and pull me down and take me down. It's always the same motion, all the same process down. But I'm coming on up.
Resignations as any Prime Minister since 1932. Michael Gove has told you to go. The shit adds up. The game's up. Really, will you be Prime Minister tomorrow?
Of course, Mr. McNeil.
Two more tracks for you. Old Hell was the title of the artist, the first artist, which is a lady and singer, and a man on guitars and keyboards, did a bit to the right hand side of the stage, as it were, playing his bit. And then after that, we heard Ignition Coil and Kid Louis or Kid Luis, and a track called Time Travel. Comes from the album Time Travel. I think it's just a single. It might be from an album. I think it's the eponymous title of that particular album. That's on Insectorama Records, so some typical dub tech from there, which is rather nice indeed. Right, one more track from bands that played on the night. This is CL, two guys and a girl. The girl's on bass and she was singing, and this is a track called Fine Everything. That was CL, and the track was called Fine Everything. I believe they are French, although they met in the UK. That was a rather nice track. And they are a three-piece band, and they performed rather well. And it just leaves me with one last track by our last band, who are a four-piece band. I think they're also from down the West Country. They're called Witch Elm. That's W-Y-C-H, Elm, E-L-M, of course. And their track, Action Executioner. So that has been PCP 748. I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week will be, instead of what I normally do, which is a sort of a lead up to Net Label Day, with a playing tracks that are sort of coming up to remind you to go out and listen to something on Net Label Day. I'm letting that happen in a different way. We have a 51 hours, yes, believe it, 51 hours of live stream that's taking a point part on, now where is it? It's Radio something. What's it called again? Oh, I wish I should remember that. Radio Brennpunkt, which is at Radio Brennpunkt. So that's BRENPUNKT.org. And they say, what do they say they are? They are a streaming internet radio mixing, playing a mixture of unusual sound, music, sounds, art, live shows, and other fringe programming. Yes, there's an awful lot of stuff out there, quite interesting, and I'll be part of that. In other words, what I've got is my 26, yes, there were 26 episodes of PCP recorded for, specifically for Net Label Day, which is kind of good. And those 26 episodes, or like 28 hours of programming, might contribute quite a lot to the 51 hours, but there's other people out there and there's various other tracks that are going to be scheduled in. So it's going to be an interesting collection of stuff. That's going to take place from the very start of Net Label Day, the 14th of July, which starts up in the 13th, as far as I'm concerned, but it starts off in New Zealand and then goes all the way through until, well into what I consider to be the 15th of July. But it's the end of the 14th of July in Hawaii. So yes, we're going to follow the sun and have some very interesting pieces of music, no less. I will have a couple of new shows, podcasts. I'll put one out on the 14th, which I've almost got ready, and then I shall put another one out on the 15th, which is my normal day, which is a Friday. Which I shall do live, and I shall mop up, hopefully, some late released albums, because these things often don't arrive in time to be picked up for pre-recorded shows. But I shall try and collect them, and I shall put them out, and you can have a listen to them then. So that's going to be PCP 749 and 50. Hope you enjoy those two next week. In the meantime, I shall leave you with Executioner by Witch Elm. See you soon, folks.
Be merciful to me, I am a sinner, runt of the litter.
There will be no more personal statements today.
Bye, Boris.
Bye. Bye.